conclusion from electrical engineering. Well, more specifically, we've been looking at is proteins. And why proteins are important is because they oftentimes define the function of cells. So a heart cell and a liver cell or another organism cell, they're gonna have different proteins. And malfunctioning proteins oftentimes lead to disease. So a bad protein that can't do its job will have a disease. Some diseases are cardiovascular diseases and neurodegenerative diseases, such as Alzheimer's, which affects 100,000 people. What we're more precisely looking at is allostery. The process of allostery is something that almost all proteins can do, and it's very little understood. It's been studied for 60 years, and there's no quantitative description of it, so we can't predict it. What allostery is if you imagine a protein as a blob, like a piece of gum that's been chewed, there's all these holes and stuff. So if a small molecule attaches to one of them, it will cause an energy shift to the protein. It doesn't have to be a shape change, but it can be. What this then does is it affects how the protein actually functions. A new emerging field in the last decade has been applying powerful concepts from information theory to describing this process. There's this concept called information entropy, which tells you how uncertain an event is. So if I have a die that almost always lands on one, it's not a fair die, that has very little information because we almost always know what it's going to be. And now there's another concept called mutual information. What mutual information allows you to do is to take two statistical events and see how related one is to another. So if we have a protein that changes in energy or changes shape, we can say, okay, how is one change from one side related to the other? And how are they related? What we're trying to do is leverage these concepts from information theory using spatial graphs to understand allostery. It's been done, but it's a new field of research in the last decade. And this can potentially lead to insights into drug discovery, bioanatomy medicine, therapeutics, and disease processes. Thank you.